可可 Radio 轻松快报，下周五就是圣诞节了。我们都知道，圣诞节是为了庆祝基督的诞生。圣诞节这个词的意思就是基督的庆典。可能有很多人会疑惑，为什么圣诞节的代表人物是圣诞老人，而不是耶稣呢？事实上，这样说也不为过。在世界上许多地方，圣诞老人要比赋予该节日名称的基督还更出名。
Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ, the nativity of the babe in the manger whom Christians believe was the Son of God.Indeed, the very word Christmas means Christ Festival.
Yet there can be little doubt that for many it is Santa Claus, not Jesus, who is the human face of Christmas. In fact, it is fair to say that in much of the world, Santa is better known than the Christ who gave his name to the holiday.
But how did the fat man in the Coca-Cola red and white suit become the symbol of Christmas? The truth is that like the Christmas story itself, the story of St. Nicholas is a composite of history, myth, and legend.
According to tradition, Nicholas was born in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, in about AD 270. When young, he traveled to Palestine and Egypt. Not long afterward, he became a bishop.
During the Roman Emperor Diocletian's bloody persecution of Christians in 303, Nicholas was imprisoned. However, when Constantine the Great became emperor in 306, he legalized Christianity and made it the official religion of the Roman Empire. Nicholas was freed.
The scribes tell us that Nicholas's prayers and leadership during the Great Tribulation led many to become Christians. Nicholas continued to serve as bishop for many years. On December 6, 343, Nicholas the man died, and Saint Nicholas the legend was born.
During his lifetime, Nicholas's reputation for generosity and kindness gave rise to stories of miracles he performed for the poor, the weak, and children. After his death, devotion to Nicholas extended to all parts of Europe.His feast day was celebrated on December 6th, but his reputation as a gift giver later became attached to the celebration of Christmas on December 25th.
After the Reformation in the 16th century, Nicholas's cult disappeared in most Protestant countries of Europe. But his legend was united with old Nordic folktales of a magician who punished naughty children and rewarded good children with presents. In England, he became known as Father Christmas.But in Holland, St. Nicholas's name and reputation persisted as Sinterklaas.
In the 17th century, Dutch colonists took this tradition with them to America. Later, Sinterklaas was adopted by the English-speaking majority as Santa Claus. The resulting image of a jolly old elf driving a sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer crystallized in the 19th century. That was when Clement Moore wrote the now-famous poem, A Visit from St. Nick, and the red and white suit,That was created by a Coca-Cola ad man in the 1930s.
Although greatly commercialized, the modern Santa Claus still embodies St. Nicholas's generosity and love for children. And for some, he still points to the nativity of the babe in the manger and reminds us of the reason we celebrate Christmas.
Persecution, P-E-R-S-E-C-U-T-I-O-N, persecution, 迫害烦扰。譬如我们可以说 ,The Jews suffered terrible persecution under Hitler's rule. 犹太人在希特勒的统治下受到残酷的迫害。Persist, P-E-R-S-I-S-T, persist, 坚持固执。譬如 ,If you persist in breaking the law, you will go to prison. 如果你再继续违法的话你会进监狱的。我们也可以说 ,The cold weather will persist for the rest of the week.这种寒冷的天气会持续到本周末。Crystallize, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-L-I-Z-E, crystallize, 具体化结晶。例如 ,She's trying to crystallize her ideas into a practical plan. 她试图把自己的想法定成可行的计划。也可以说 ,Reading your book helped crystallize my views. 阅读你的著作有益于理清我的思想。